tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, everyone. Once again from the North Pole Newsroom, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It has been 1 hour now since Santa left the North Pole, and then joining us now from just behind Santa's sleigh is Elf Crash Murphy, our Eye in the Sky reporter, with his first eyewitness report of Santa in the skies. Crash, where is Santa now?
Santa's over the great state of Alaska, Frank. He's heading south on a leisurely pace, making good time, but not in any kind of particular hurry, if you know what I mean.
Crash, what do you make of the early bedtime warning for Sector 1? Does Santa really expect kids to be in bed there before 7 in the evening?
Well, I think that might be a little mistake on Santa's part. He doesn't make a lot of those, Frank, but it's hard to press buttons when you're wearing mittens, and I think he just slipped a little bit.
Really, Crash? The first bedtime warning is the one the entire world hears about and worries about, Crash.
Well, I just told you we were over Alaska, Frank. It's going to take us a little while to get all the way down south over warm waters of the South Pacific. I don't think kids have to be geniuses to figure out they got a little time to get a drink of water, brush their teeth, and hang their stockings, Frank.
Thanks for that reassurance, Crash. From the North Pole Newsroom, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.